that's a great character.
It's Doug Dimmadar, armor of the Dinsdale Dimmadar.
Yeah. Good tongue twister, actually.
Indonesia.
Speaking of tongue twisters.
Yeah.
Do we want to play some D&D for this week's episode of Reflex Save?
You actually barely got out D&D after you said tongue twisters. Yeah.
That's irony.
Well, that's what I said. Thinking of doing tongue twisters.
Hey.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. Well, what do we remember what happened last week?
Spaghetti women.
Hypothetical sea witches.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yes. Woden making a solo descent into the bowels of the shipwreck.
I'm in danger.
Ran into some absolutely horrific creatures of some description that we don't know what is yet. And being frightened initially, backed out onto the deck while everyone from the dock tried to make their way as quickly as possible to the ship. And he was holding his own really well, resisting some sort of effect over and over again. And then whatever they were just got pissed off enough to throw enough lightning around to drop you down to zero. How many hit points were you down? Like, was it right on the line?
It was close. I had 27 and you did 32.
Ooh, yeah. So some rolls going either way could really have changed that.
Yep.
Well, in any case, we have an unconscious Woden. We have an approaching Svetz, an approaching Carnelian, approaching Valeen, and approaching Horatio at different distances. And right now, at 110 feet away, it's Horatio's turn.
No! I just call out, because I think from here I can watch him go down. I definitely saw the lightning.
Mm.
I'm just outside of range of all my staff at 110 feet, so...
I would also say that because Woden has sunk down to the... You probably can't see him now. You saw him go down.
Mm.
It's now below the deck sort of lip. Does that make sense?
Below the lip, yep.
Okay.
Below the lip, yeah, get you the rail.
The rail, rail, yeah.
If you will.
I'm sure it has a proper name.
Lip.
Gunnel. Here's the gunnel.
The standard.
Bongus.
Bongus.
No,
I think Bongus.
Yeah, definitely not Bongus. What would you like to do?
Yeah, I'm just going to sprint. I'm going to, sprint and do my acrobatics check.
Yep, let's see if you can move at full speed.
Yeah. No, that's a 5.
Ugh, yeah, no, sorry. So you're going to have to be moving at half.
That's another 30 feet. I'm 80 feet away.
Okay.
Don't die, you son of a bitch.
It's real rough, man. You're running around in like full armor as well. It's got to be tough.
Mm.
Anything else you'd like to do or anything else you can do?
No.
Okay. It is Valene's turn. I think she's 170 feet away because she didn't make her check either. So let's see. Yeah, she makes it. So she's going to get 60 feet closer. So she's 110 feet away now as well.
I'm 80.
You're 80, yeah. So she's just behind
the gap,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's closing. Carnelian, it's your turn.
Correct.
You're rounding the prow of the ship.
Okay. Seeing Woden go down there. First things first, we're going to bonus action to give inspiration to Sveta.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Hashtag inspired.
But then, Carnelian is going to use his action to cast Polymorph.
Ooh, okay.
And he is going to Polymorph Chucky into an Elder Giant Lizard.
Whoa.
Cool.
Okay.
So it is essentially like similar to the things that we saw in Sunblight Fortress, but it is a larger one, and specifically I've chosen this form because it has a climb speed.
Yep, I'll allow it to be. I think there's enough like on a wooden surface, it'd have enough to climb it. It's similar to the, sorry, I was thinking of the gecko raid when you were talking about that. Okay, is Chucky willing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You might need to tell him, Sveta.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't you technically polymorph yourself and both be giant lizards?
I could, but then I would be unable to cast further spells.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if I could.
Just trying to be funny.
Okay. But yeah, so I actually have a telepathic communication with Chucky, so I can always, like, speak with him.
He doesn't have to agree. No, it's all good. Okay.
So Chucky is going to become a large... Is this large or is this huge?
Large and in charge.
Yeah, it is a huge beast, so 15 squares.
I'm just going to make
9 squares.
Jesus. It looks like a crocodile with longer legs.
It's because it is using the same token art as a crocodile.
Actually.
Well, the giant crocodile.
There you go. Carnelian's huge on the map now.
Nice.
He's a big boy.
And then how high up do we need to get?
I said last week 40 feet. And you, now with the increased size, are actually right next to the boat, so.
Cool. There's a lot of different art for the Elder Giant Lizard. Like, it looks like a giant Komodo dragon, but there's one version that looks like a filled-necked lizard. And I like it.
Nice.
Give it a bit of Australian flair in the ice.
In the Arctic, yeah. Yeah. All right, and yeah, we'll just have Chalky double move to get, like, up, and then it's, like, so 30 to get up, 10 more feet to get up onto the boat itself.
Yep.
And then...
How much movement does Chalky have with the climb speed?
30. But then 30. We move to be, like, right in front of the... We have...
It would be 40 to get up there where you are.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I think Chalky's now big enough to just basically clamber over there. That's okay.
Cool. And then move 20 feet forward to get into a range of the...
Is that where you would like to be?
Yes.
Okay, so Chalky has now scrambled from the prow of the boat down the stairs, just almost ignoring the drop from the step up on there, because it's a 10-foot drop. But I think with a huge creature, that's okay. And you approach up where the wooden grate is in the middle of the ship on both the unconscious Woden and this creature right in front of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had to double move, so that'll be our turn.
Okay. It is now the red creature's turn. Who's going to move there?
I just looked at the map for the first time. God, he's massive.
Yeah. He's a monster.
He's a monster, and he is also going to need to try and save against another 5th level lightning bolt. Both Chalky and Carnelian.
Thank you.
Oof. I don't like either of those. That was a 9 and an 8.
Full damage for both of you. 10d6.
Sad.
Both Carnelian and Chalky take 38 points of
damage. Holy
shit.
So I would need that concentration check for the... for the polymorph spell as well.
Oh, wow, that was a skippy jump.
Alright, I've got 18 on the saving throw.
So what is it? It's either 10 or half the damage taken, right?
Yeah.
Whatever's...
So, I think 18 is just enough. Because 38?
No, that would be 19.
Oh, so you brought polymorph as well then.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lose polymorph for that.
Yeah, you are correct. Chucky's no longer polymorphed.
Damn.
At least you got up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Big chunk of damage. Now, with polymorph, it eats into the creature's health first, right?
Yeah.
Technically, I probably could have also just hit Woden with that, but... It's,
don't do that.
I think it would have also hit the other... The blue regret. One. I think the other... It would have hit the blue one.
It's a line, though, isn't it?
Huh?
It's a line, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So
which one cast it?
The red one. So, to do that, if it was going to hit all of you, it would have also hit the blue one. Okay, it's Otto's turn.
Uh-oh.
So he's going to, I hope, take Sveta to the very lip of the ship.
Okay.
I don't know, how far up is it?
So it's 40 feet, so you would need to... So first roll that acrobatics check.
Well, before I do that,
okay.
Is there a way for Sveta to get up? If he goes...
You don't see... And I was saying this for Carnelian before. There's nothing on that side that looks like it's an easy way to climb up.
If it's 40 feet at the prow, what is it in the middle? Because the middle is lower than the prow.
I was just working on 40 feet for the middle, basically.
Okay.
You got a couple of extra feet, but for free.
All right.
Chalky, basically.
I'll get him to roll the strength. Acrobatics.
Or, I guess, athletics, if you want to just plow through the waves.
Doesn't matter, baby. It's natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so you can move at full speed.
Cool.
That's a blueberry 20.
It's a blueberry 20.
Where can I go that is the lowest down on the ship?
Basically the middle, the midship here.
And that's 40 feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tall ship. Is there a hole in the ship?
No.
All right, so I'm going to have Otto, because we're only 20 feet away.
Yep.
I'm going to get him to go to the middle of the ship.
Yep, midship.
Midship, and there's not really much he can do unless I attack the ship itself to get into it.
And as I said as well, the ship looks largely intact. It's just sitting on, it's beached entirely, so it can't move off the rocks, but it's not like it's been damaged in a way that looks like there's an easy way to access the ship.
Oh, that's okay. give me a sec. I was not expecting it to be 40 feet up.
Mm.
I wasn't expecting that.
And now you can't see anyone on the deck because you're underneath this sort of cloud curved up hole.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you that when Woden was collapsing against the wall, his rope spilled out of his backpack.
Yeah.
And so he's pinned he accidentally pinned the rope against the side of the boat, and the rest is hanging over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for sure. The problem is Woden's not heavy enough if someone tries to...
Never does his backpack up.
I know. But then, you know, Sveta gives a tug and the rope comes free because he's not really holding it and bracing it, and the rope just disappears into the depths below.
I think that's how ropes work.
I'd like to dispute that.
I'm double checking something. I'm so sorry. Just give me a sec. Can unconscious people? It sounds really bad, but can unconscious people be willing?
Typically, unconscious people can't resist.
Perfect.
But I'm going to say I'm going to add the caveat of it really depends on the spell you're going to use.
You still get like calm will and charisma. Like you get saving throw, but like I'm pretty sure like. Being friendly means that you are like willing in most cases.
Tell me what you want to do, and then I'll.
It is.
We'll game it out.
Let's game it out. It is my cleric doodad, emboldening bond, which is as an action I choose up to 3 willing creatures within 30 feet of me.
That you can see, or no, just 30
feet?
No,
just within 30 feet. That if they're. When they're bonded. Once per turn, they can add d4 to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw they might make.
Is a death saving throw a save? Like, is a death roll a saving throw?
Yes.
Okay, so you can add a d4 to your death saving throw.
I looked it up because I still got this bardic inspiration.
Okay, alright. Well, that's giving yourself the best chance possible to save Woden here.
But I'm not done yet.
And I'm not done yet.
I'm just double checking something again.
Billy Mays here. After casting Emboldening Bond, you'll never be able to separate these two.
Yeah.
Share your saving. Sorry.
Sure.
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 Alright.
Okay.
So, what else am I going to do? Not a question.
It's
a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. I'm going to transform into, wild shape into a panther.
Oh, okay.
So it's one giant dot.
Okay.
How big is it? Is it a large creature?
It is a medium beast because this is a quarter CR creature.
Oh. We're talking actually, a giant
Otto and Dogtooth are actually technically large as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And what the panther has is a 40-foot climbing speed, which is specifically why I chose it.
There you go.
Perfect.
It is shit otherwise.
Oh, it gets you up there.
You just need to get up there, yeah.
I don't know if I can... do this.
You can, I believe in you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I also do.
It has a, no, I can't because I've already used an action, so don't even worry about it.
Do you want to climb up on the deck?
Yeah, so what I'll do, I'll transform on top of Otto and Dogcliff, and then just, like, kind of thematically, like, jump from them onto the ship and just, like, use each claw to, like, climb up onto the railing of the ship.
Like Wolverine on the Statue of Liberty, you dig your claws into the wood and you scramble up the 40-foot hull, and I'm going to say you're right on the gunwale.
Yep. And there's like the emboldening
like
bond. Yes, please. Okay. I would like to be right beside Woden
and Carnelian. Yep.
And the emboldening bond will be like this translucent-esque chain that goes towards Carnelian and Woden and Chalky.
Okay. Okay.
So it'll be just you three, so it's not to me.
Okay.
But it's like a chain coming out for me, so it's just you guys.
Hmm.
And that's it.
So bold.
The ties that bind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you reckon you would feel anything like creating a bond with someone who's like on the verge of death?
Yours, I think with yours, you can kind of feel it's like a weaker link. Like there's something wrong with the chain itself.
Hmm.
Okay, so it is now the blue creature's turn. He's going to turn to Sveta and Carnelian, and there's only so much I can really do here because you're right in her face.
Kiss.
I think I'm going to attempt another spell at Carnelian. Make me a wisdom saving throw. She turns to you and that invisible force emanates from her.
Yeah, use that advantage.
I'm going to reroll this. Yeah. Alright, that is like over 20.
Nightmarish visions of being trapped in an alien ship plague your mind. You also feel like, you know, those moments that you were close to death, fighting the bullet, fighting the Verbeeg, all these things race across you in an instant.
I actually didn't get hit in the bullet fight.
You imagine that you got hit with the bullet. Well, there was the giant carrion crawlers that almost killed you. They'll fight before that. All of these things suddenly race through your mind, and then the thought of all of your companions dead at your feet, with blood stained on your hands, flickers through, but only for a moment, as you are okay.
Nice try, Spaghetti Woman. It didn't actually happen like that, but nice try.
Damn it, I knew I got my story on. That means we come to Woden's turn. Roll me a death saving throw.
Nat 20. And so I just automatically get the warding bond D4. D4.
Ooh.
That's a nat 20, baby.
Yeah. Oh. You are conscious with one HP.
You are conscious with one HP. Plus two.
Proud of you. Yeah.
That's fairly dangerous.
Called it.
Nice.
Okay.
So I am actually just conscious.
You're conscious with one hit point now.
You're still knocked over, but you are like, you are awake now.
Pretend to be dead.
There is one problem.
I'm so dead.
The green hag, seeing you, was going to do this anyway, casts another lightning bolt, this time at fourth level.
To the black cat that's just come up?
Yeah, and also Woden in the same line.
Oh my god.
Everyone roll a dexterity save in that line, so that'd be Woden and Sveta.
Ow, I'm so dead.
So, can't use the D4.
You are.
Oh my god.
Oh, you got another one. Oh,
not 20!
Alright, you take half damage.
It was a
Dex.
Dexterity saving throw.
Dex!
Probably was rolled two nat 20s in a row with the same dice.
It may have saved your life. Because, remember, it just has to do enough damage to take your entire health chunk away in one.
Again.
Yeah.
How much health do you have?
Oh, 50. No.
Don't forget you've got Bardic Inspiration.
No. Oh, yeah, I do too. I think 52.
So I don't think that's possible with half, is it?
Yes, with the amount of dice I'm throwing here, it is possible to kill you.
What level is this?
Not half. Sorry, this is a level 4, so it's 9d6.
Right.
I got 16.
16's a pass, so you're half damage. 9d6. Okay.
My goal is to come up here, transform back into myself, and then just like heal the shit out of you. But I think I might be too late.
You prevented him from dying so far, so
start.
He can still deal massive damage.
But it's halved. Didn't you pass your dex save?
Yeah.
The damage is halved.
There's gonna be a lot of damage.
Alright, I did roll a lot worse this time than last time, so it'll be 29 points of damage. So halved, 14 points of damage.
Oh man, all 13 of my panther hit points are gone.
And one of your Morning Lord points are gone.
Yep.
Alright, Sveta changes back into Sveta on the deck of the boat. Woden, you're back to being unconscious and dying, but it wasn't enough to kill you out.
Ow.
Even though he's unconscious, he just keeps going,
ow!
Is the bond, is that a concentration spell?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a cleric thing.
All right. Okay.
Just cleric things.
Wait, let me just double check. No, it's not concentration. All
right. Okay. I'll believe you. That means we are going to go to Horatio. You're seeing lightning spewing out of the ship in all different directions. It looks like it's a pretty big storm out there.
Oh, God. I'm coming.
Acrobatics check.
Sure. I love it. Thank you.
18,
that's enough. So Brains you can move at your full.
Oh, yes.
That'll probably put you on the map, so you can move. Are you double moving?
You're finally on the map.
Hey, I made it, everyone. Oh, God.
Hello.
I'm 20 feet away from the boat, and I am large and in charge.
Are you wanting to be right in the middle, or you want to also head to the prow of the stern?
I'm going to head towards the upper side.
So then prow, would you like to just be about there? That makes sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, can I see any bad baddies from here?
Being 20 feet, being 20 feet away, as I said, everything disappears on the deck now for you.
You see Otto.
You can see Otto. Otto's pretty bad.
As cool as he is, so my priority.
That's where he gets that all the time.
So if he takes a step back, though, if he didn't quite
he would be
go...
able to see them on three-quarters cover, yeah. So he'd be able to see, I would say, just the group of you at the deck there.
Okay.
Just the heads.
If you'll allow it, I will cast Spiritual Weapon above the blue one.
Sure.
So just left of the blue one that's right up in everyone's grill.
Going for a full surround.
I mean, this is what Spiritual Weapon is good for, because you don't need to worry about, like, cover or anything.
Yeah, as long as I can see it and get it up there.
Just going to pop that there. That makes sense.
That's fine. Amazing.
All right. I think you get a free chop right away.
Yep, as my bonus action.
Your boner action, yep.
I will... Oh, that's part of it, isn't it? By yep. summoning yeah. it. Yeah. Ripper.
Ripper.
You beauty. Okay. So, let's roll to hit the blue one. Here I go. 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
Boom. 7 points of radiant damage.
7 points of radiant damage, okay.
Boom.
That blue hag is not looking too too hot.
And that's me.
All right.
I made it.
It's Valine's turn. Her stumpy little wizard arms and legs pumping across that sea. And no, no. She moves at half speed, so she gets to within 80 feet of the boat. Carnelian, it's your turn.
All right. Carnelian is going to take out his casting implements. And he's going to
Which
cast.
One is it this time?
What do we got?
What do we got?
It's a fiddle.
A fiddle.
It's a drum set.
There's got to be some form of, like, string instrument, I assume.
Who's
it's never been
instrument?
A guitar or a double bass.
Well, no, it's always been... I mean, it could be a double bass or, like, an oboe.
Or a cello.
Cello.
I'd love to see it.
But yeah, and we are going to cast a third level shatter. I don't want to hit Woden.
Yeah.
So we're just going to...
What's the range on it? Like
it is a 10-foot bubble, so we are going to cast it, like, here, bubble. So it's 15 feet away from...
Yeah, so you'll catch the...
The two injured ones.
The two injured ones, yeah.
That's
okay.
What I want.
What's the...
It is a constitution saving throw. DC is 14.
Okay. One definitely failed. I'm going to say that is the blue one. And the red one, Konya. The red one did save.
8 start. 9, 11, and perfectly average. That is 18 points of damage.
Okay, so the first things first. One nice. Of the creatures.
Yay!
Yay!
The shatter rips through her body, and her bones break on her spindly legs and arms.
Yeah, fuck you, scaredy bitch.
She is down. The other one took half damage, so. She's in a real rough state.
That's fine. And then Chucky is going to move us over to that one. And Chucky's going to take a bite.
That's a nibble.
Does the D4 apply to attack rolls or is it saving throws?
It is attack roll, ability check, or a saving throw.
Nice.
Once per turn.
15 to hit.
15 is a hit, exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Okay.
7 points of damage from the light.
And the red creature also falls.
Yes!
Oh, wow!
Boy.
Didn't know it was so close. Nice.
It was very close. The green creature screams almost a curse on its lips to you. It looks like you've upset her greatly. It is now Sveta's turn.
Sorry, when you say the green one, you don't mean... You mean the
creature at the back here.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Could I roll to identify them?
Yes, you can.
Roll to identify the corpses. You said Arcana?
Arcana or Nature?
22.
These are sea hags.
Oh my goodness.
What? What is that?
Yeah.
She fuckers. It appears that it was a coven of them. So they share all their spells between each other, and they're quite high-level spellcasters. The thing that's really scary is if you are in the frightened condition, they can do a death glare which instantly reduces your hit points to zero if you fail your save. Woden, you saved on multiple death glares.
Holy shit.
So you could have gone to zero way earlier in this fight.
I'm blessed.
Otherwise, they have a horrific appearance. Actually, I do need you to make a save for me before you do your kills.
I mean, that's wisdom subjective. Save. I mean, it's a bit rough saying they're objectively horrific, Callan.
Is a 13 okay?
13 is just okay, so you got to do all of that stuff. I will need...
I don't think it would have mattered for the spell.
No, but you couldn't have gone closer to the other one. So, yeah, so it's the difference between the red one being up and going now and not.
Yeah.
So, just for your benefit, this is what they look like.
They are ugly.
Oh, that's rough.
Do they, like, disguise themselves as seaweed?
Yeah, well, these ones did, yes.
Like spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
This isn't spaghetti.
This sort of blue skin with green seaweed hair and this, like, horrible snarling face. Almost like a skeletal face.
She's very emaciated.
She is very emaciated.
She probably hasn't been eating well.
Probably.
Spaghetti.
Just living on kelp.
Well, Sveta, it is your turn.
Cool. I would like to cast Spare the Dying on Woden.
All right, Woden. You ain't dying.
Does it put me to one or zero?
No.
You'll become stable, so you'd have to do saving throws, but you don't gain any hit points.
Right.
This would be like a nice silvery aura around him, like cocooned. And I would also like to... I don't want to cast too many spells, but can the green dotted one up top make a strength saving throw?
Okay. I think that's a fail.
Cool. I'm going to push them off the edge of the boat.
Whoa.
So you can be shoved 5 feet towards or away from me, and I feel that going down 40 feet is pretty far away from me.
Yeah.
So he's going to be shoved onto the ocean.
She is going to shove off. She will take a bit of damage hitting the... I'm going to give her a acrobatics check to see if she dives into the water or if she just fucking belly flops onto it because it'll change the damage.
Do a belly flop. That's cool.
She is going to take some damage going into the water as well. From that high up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't quite nail it. The Russian judge gives it a 2. so she takes a bit of damage as she falls into the water and disappears under.
Can she stay on the top?
Nope.
Why not?
She doesn't have water walking.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you can just be on the top so I can have Otto and Dogcliff bite her.
Well, I mean...
She doesn't get movement.
When you dive underwater, you end up under the water, not
it's
on top
true.
Of the
I'll
water.
Wait for her to float back up.
When you fall into water from 40 feet...
Yeah, you're not...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
At least she's away from Woden.
Yeah, she is certainly away from
Woden. That was the main goal.
Oh, I saw this go down. Oh, Horatio thinks he's in with a chance. Put someone to kill.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to do?
No, that's all my turn.
Otto and Dogcliff.
They're going to go to where she landed.
Okay.
Maybe like 10 feet down. Just in excitement. They're like, oh.
Like digging it.
Yeah, digging at the ground.
Okay.
And that's about it.
So, she disappears underneath the water. Horatio.
Hey.
You are swimming towards the boat.
Running
towards the boat.
I mean, I'm going about as fast as swimming, but I made it.
You did. And you see this hag fall overboard and disappear under the water. Mm. You're running across the water, and just as you're getting to within 20 feet, you're like sort of slow down slightly because you don't know what happened to the hag. And a hand bursts out of the water and grabs your leg.
Nope, no, you don't.
Can you make me a...
No, I can't.
My last real chance here.
To what, Callan? You're a storyteller, not her adversary.
It's my last chance. Can you roll me a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
I know you got good wisdom.
Yeah, but if I keep rolling threes and fives, I don't. That's a 9.
Oh my goodness.
You do have inspiration.
I do, thank you, kind sir. It's better. 15.
Okay, you are not cursed with your ability checks.
Thank you, Zimmer. Forgot about that old chestnut.
So she tried to cast... What she's been casting on you guys, like they've been casting Bestow Curse, Phantasmal Killer... and a lot of other things. So classic you shrugged off quite a lot. And there was a polymorph cell in there somewhere. Right. Man, these things can be quite scary. So, in that particular case, Horatio, it's your turn. The very first thing you will need to do is now roll me another wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Is its horrific appearance.
It's pretty gross. 17.
Okay, you are not affected by the horrific appearance and you can't be affected by it for 24 hours. Okay.
Get off, you sketchy woman! And I will pull out the mace and just ding into its head.
Give her the dingus.
The dingus.
Give her the dingus! Where's my thingy? It's been so long. I can't even remember what.
Which dingus is?
Yeah, which one's the dingus again?
I don't know. What is your dingus?
The dangerous end of the dingus.
I actually have a war pick. I think I'm going to use that. Can you really do?
I can't, actually.
Yeah, I think I got it back off at Duragar. Like, I way think back.
So, yeah.
When we did that, the raid on that castle.
Sunblight.
Yeah. All right, actions. Here we go. Oh, you know what? I'm going to not do that.
All right.
I'm going to use a dagger. I got a much better chance of hitting this thing. Here we go. 15 to hit.
15 hits.
All right. Stab it with a fucking dagger.
Oh, well, there he goes.
A bit slow off the mark. I always had that. 3 points of damage.
Better than nothing.
Okay.
Get off.
She's still accosting you from just beneath the waves. Anything else you'd like to do?
Bonus action, start moving the spiritual weapon.
How far can it move?
20 feet at a time.
Alright.
Keep coming.
It's over the key, the gunwale of the ship.
I see it. But it's still so far.
So far away. Anything else?
No, that's me.
Okay, it is Valine's turn. Let's see if she can move a lot closer or not. She's 80 feet away. She can. So she's going to move. She's going to move 30 feet closer.
Surely she's in magic missile range at this point.
Well,
maybe
yes.
She doesn't know magic missile.
You can see her draw a wand. And
never seen her use a wand before.
Yes.
Because she doesn't fucking do anything.
Oh my god.
Well, just for that, I'll put the wand away.
Just like, see this?
He didn't actually say that. He's unconscious, remember?
Yeah. And she will expend 2 charges of the wand to auto hit with magic missile. So. Ooh, 2 4s plus 1, so 5, so 10 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay, so that creature, so that would have gotten her. Just 50 feet out, so she's just off the map here. Carnelian, it's your turn.
Alright, Carnelian will have Chucky move to from one side of the ship to the other.
Starboard side, yep.
Yep. And then he will aim his crossbow over the gun and attempt to hit the hag.
I think you got a clear shot, so no cover.
Ooh, and the plus one.
Plus one.
The 1d4 from... From the bond we share. That is 22.
That's a hit.
And that is 5 points of damage.
5 points. Oh, she looks like she's thrashing in the water. Almost like a shark frenzying just under the surface. Sveta. And you finish this fight.
Am I misremembering something, but did anyone get healing potions at any point?
I
feel
like we did.
I feel like someone has a healing potion.
I thought Lazy Muzgard gave you some.
Lazy Muzgard?
Lazy Muzgard!
I feel like we still have something from there. I personally don't have any.
Yeah.
Because I didn't need them.
I hope you're tracking that kind of shit.
Are there any in the group treasure?
I may not have taken them because I've got all the salves. Because I don't have them in mine.
I think I had... Or did I use it?
You guys also did need to use them a couple times.
Yeah.
But we got like 4 of them. I know that quite a few were used during that time, but I was just double checking to make sure we didn't still have them.
For sure I used one.
Damn it, Warden. Mm-hmm. Alright. I guess we don't.
Well, if you guys don't have it on there,
no.
No
more.
Okay. We didn't want to use any more spells.
That's alright.
But you know what? He's worth it.
L'Oreal.
Well, I mean, I'm not in danger at the moment.
But
and...
you're worth it.
Oh. Speechless.
Good, you're unconscious. I would hope so. I am going to... I want to use that spell. But... you know what? I will. Does it count as vegetation, this sea hag?
No, it does not. I'm reading it here. It says not vegetation.
Vegetation. Worth a shot. She's a kelpie, bitch.
It's not it's not vegetal.
All right, that's fine. I would like to cast Wither and Bloom.
Okay.
On a point that doesn't include Horatio.
It's underneath the water.
Yeah, but it will contain the sea hag.
Mm-hmm. And countless numbers of fish and reef kelp and
more the merrier, to be honest.
Completely devastate the biosphere of this particular river.
Of that 10-foot area.
Well, yeah.
Demolished.
Well, it could encompass Horatio if we wanted to, because it's each shoot creature of my choice. So it'd be anyone that's not Horatio in that 10-foot radius.
Oh, but it's the spiritual weapon. Oh no. Okay, so what does that do?
Make me a constitution saving throw. Okay.
I'm going to guess that these witches are bad at constitution.
Dude, I hope so.
Well, they can roll pretty well, though. So that is going to be a total of... actually, they've got decent constitution. 18.
Should be 15, but that's okay. She'll still take necrotic damage.
Okay.
Can you take... I rolled 7 necrotic damage, so 3.
And 3, yep.
In addition to that, one creature of my choice... oh, fuck. No, it's creatures in that area. I thought I could siphon the energy off into, like, someone. Can I redact that?
Take it again.
Fuck, sorry. Because the only person in that area is you, and there's no point in using it. What a shit spell. I don't want that spell anymore. I'll sleep it off and get another one.
Delete. Okay. What else you got then? Shoot it.
Flaming sphere.
Bonfire.
I can't. It's not ground.
It is when you can walk on water.
The fire can't walk on.
Yes, it can.
I can't put water walking on the bonfire.
It's a calcifer from Howl's Moving Castle.
Huh?
Calcifer?
The fireplace, even.
I'm just gonna leave you unconscious.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel... can you only do that grave domain thing once? You've already done it once, haven't you? Increasing someone's HP from 0?
No, I think that's just whenever he uses a healing spell.
Whenever whenever I heal somebody who's on 0, it's max.
It's just a
you'll be
feature.
Safe in someone else's hands.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm going to look out and then I can see her in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on her so she has to make a dex saving throw.
I think she's going to make it, unfortunately. That's a 15.
She meets it.
Ooh, I rolled a 14. Her dex is not great.
She take any damage?
No, not for Sacred Flame. She avoids it. A good try. A solid effort, to be honest.
It's alright. It's just like shitty white flames on her that just don't do anything.
Well, she is under the water.
She's too moist for it.
Too moist. She uses her moisture barrier to repel and parry.
Her moisture barrier.
It is Otto and Dogcliff's turn, though.
Perfect.
And all if they can roll their acrobatics correctly, they would have their full movement available to them.
Steady, lads.
Steady.
Do you want to roll this one?
No, I haven't been doing well lately.
Okay.
Steady.
I mean, you rolled all the ones that mattered.
Dex 11.
No, he's going to move at half speed.
That's okay. It's only 20 feet then, which will be enough.
Oh, just.
It is just enough.
Just nice.
With their long ass legs. Stumpy but long.
Stumpy but long.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's a proportions thing.
Alright, Dogcliff will take a bite.
Okay.
As he's want to do.
He is want to do that.
Please roll the sand drink.
Alright.
I've not been rolling well either.
Let me get the stat block.
Oh,
this is a bite, you said?
Yep.
It's fine. 11.
11 is a miss.
That's right, points for trying.
Two attacks.
Not on Dogcliff.
Not on Dogcliff, but Otto gets an attack, I think.
Yep. Otto will come in with a claw.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 19.
That's a hit. Otto and Dogcliff are a bit of a threshing machine now. They get three attacks.
Mm. Oh, it's 2d6. Mad.
Mad.
Where's my d4? Yeah. Oh, I gave it to you.
Yeah.
Give it back!
One of those is mine.
8 slashing damage?
Yep.
Nice.
And he'll come in for a beak bite. You know how he took down the Shardlin dragon, all that damage?
Yep. Yeah.
Here you guys, he's gonna do it again.
17.
Describe how bites this thing to death.
He's a fucking closer.
One hit. Otto and Dogcliff are the biggest kill stealers in your entire party.
He'll come in and, like, the angle that's behind her neck, he'll come in and, like, attempt to eat the seaweed hair that she has and just, like, slice her neck open and, like, serrate off her spinal cord.
Ooh, that's a peck and a half.
That is one peck. She is, the bloody limp body sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
Not her head, he's got it in her mouth.
Okay.
End of initiative. Well done, everyone.
Yay.
That was a rough fight.
Fog. I think Woden was, even though he's out, he was the MVP to survive that long.
Oh yeah, making like multiple like saving throws against death.
Yeah.
There was some. It requires a bit of setup, but you're in the right spot. That if you had failed any of those saves, it just drops you to zero.
Mm.
The death.
Yeah.
Player.
Well, I thought about using fly really early on, but I was like, if they hit me with a ranged spell and I lose concentration, and I think I had disadvantage at that point, so I would have.
It's entirely possible.
It's a constitution, not a will, for concentration, so...
Yeah, which is still, not amazing for me.
Yeah.
Still don't know what could happen.
Sveta's gonna go across... like, she's gonna stay there and, like, call out to Horatius, like, Walden's unconscious!
I'm coming!
We get, like, a rope for him so he doesn't have to, like...
I'm not gonna play it out. I think I
fumble up the side of the ship.
Horatio turns into a panther.
Actually, no, I'll just bring down my spiritual weapon. It's like a mace, and I'll just go... and grab onto it and I'll do like a bearing
that is, if it actually worked like that, that'd be amazing.
That is not how that works, but it is definitely a cool image. It's like Mary Poppins in your way up there
flying like Thor does.
Yeah.
just
throw the arrow and let it carry you.
Don't let go when you throw it. Alright, I'm going to say that with Woden's life not in danger, you have enough time to carefully pick your way up there in one way or another, either by floating spiritual mace umbrella or by rope. You're able to get onto the deck of the ship.
Perfect.
Willene's able to make her way there too.
Right.
You know I'm old, right?
You look so young.
I didn't say anything.
Alright.
She's making a general comment.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Help him.
Here I go. And because you're on 0 HP... it's 3d8 plus 3, so it's just 3 times 8 plus 3, so 27. And you know what? Just hold still. I will also salve you.
Give him the salve.
I think you could use one.
Don't give him the salve. Do you know my dad?
Forgotten how to salve?
It's been a long time between applications. 1d6 plus 4. Heck of a salve. Signature blend. Another 9 points.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Woden sits up from his unconscious state and sees all the, like, glowing energy, the gold energy remaining from Sveta, the, like, warding bond that's encompassing him, and Horatio actually, like, just rubbing salve onto his arms.
I'm glad you said arms. Yep.
Thank you, everyone. I'm alive again.
Well, this is the last time you go out on the solo mission.
I agree. That was very dangerous.
Why didn't you just run away from them?
Because I wanted to loot the ship. I thought there might be cool stuff down there.
I mean, they're hags. They're sea hags. They probably have some cool stuff. So we might as well, now that we're here.
Well, let's get down there.
Well, yeah, let's...
Are you okay?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit jittery, and he, like, holds up his hand, and, like, it's, like, quivering really bad, because, like, he took a shitload of lightning damage. he's just feeling a bit jumpy now, like, any door that he brushes by, or, like, anyone that accidentally bumps him, he's like, oh! Like, expecting that, like, that
hard sort of shock from the electricity again.
And even though you were able to resist a lot of the effects, there were a lot of horrific things that happened to you. Like the frightened condition, you saw a nightmare of all the horrible things that happened to you. It must really, really affect you mentally, even if it didn't, like, mechanically affect you there.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe you guys go first downstairs, please.
Can we get some light?
Well, yeah, there is a whip out the orb.
There is sunlight also just streaming out.
It's still going.
Oh,
it's still
going.
Is that not concentrating?
No.
Yeah, cool. All right, never mind then.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Wait. Is this like a celestial thing? The light.
Yes, I've sort of always been able to do that. I think it's my bloodline.
Hmm.
Let's have a look.
All right, so I'm just going to say, all of you get down below decks. Maybe Woden sort of just hanging out by the door above decks, and then eventually maybe joining you. You do search the hold. As I said, the whole hold area is sort of slimy and covered in this sort of filthy, almost like sea sludge. Otherwise, the rest of the ship, when you open all the doors, look in, you can see the remains of crew area, like a crew area, captain's quarter and all that kind of stuff, maybe a mess hall. But the main thing that you find after doing a search is a cauldron.
Like how big?
Pretty sizable.
Is it magic?
I don't know.
Give me 10 minutes and I'll cast a detect magic spell.
There appears to be magic emanating from the cauldron.
You are no longer bonded. It only lasts 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
You get some... what is the...
Soup.
Knucklehead soup.
No! Toss it overboard.
You get an aura of transmutation magic coming from the cauldron.
Is it the only magic thing in the ship?
The only thing that you can see, yes.
Valeen?
I ain't touching it.
Yeah, but do you know what it is?
Well, it's a cauldron. Hags typically use them to cast a lot of their divination spells. So the fact that you're not getting divination magic from it is promising.
What was the school of magic that you said?
Transmutation.
Transmutation. Has anyone got anything to throw in there? I wonder if it would do anything. There's no liquid in there at the moment or anything?
It's a covered cauldron.
Oh.
Does anyone dare lift the lid?
Yeah, let's see if we can find like a hooked pole or something.
Well, I got my mage hand.
Mage hand.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. I lift it with a mage hand.
You lift the lid.
Yes.
As you do, the cauldron topples over and spills out 2,500 silver pieces.
Whoa. My goodness.
4,000 copper pieces.
Jesus.
A 6-inch tall merman figurine carved out of a pale blue coral. It's worth 250 gold pieces. And a potion of some kind.
Wow.
What colour is the potion?
Yeah.
Blue.
How big's the cauldron?
It's fairly sizable to keep all that gold in there. It's a big cauldron.
And a 6-foot statue.
Not 6 foot. Did I say 6 foot?
No,
six inch.
6 inch.
Jesus. 6 foot.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Does the, like, the Diablo.
So the magic you were feeling does emanate from the potion. Transmutation magic.
But not from the statue?
No.
I take the statue.
Okay.
It's mine now.
Well, the potion is magic, alright.
I have a tiny man.
It's a merman.
Even better.
Can I roll to see if I know what a merman is? Just to try and work out why Svet is so obsessed with this little man.
Can I also roll to see why I'm obsessed with this little man?
Roll to find obsession.
Roll for obsession. I was going to say Arcana checks.
Kay. Sure.
Stop it doing that.
Oh my god.
Stop it. You go first.
16.
Beats 13. Not that it was a contest.
I feel that it was.
16, 13, you both recognize it as some sort of merfolk creature. So it has a tail, and it's got a burly chest. And,
okay.
It's very nicely carved.
Okay, well, I don't say anything.
You know from Sveta's activities of, like, whittling, and she's made, like, the little models of you, and she's got the little shuttle and dragon model. She's just a collector of little... Okay. Figurines.
Okay.
And think that they're neat.
Cool.
And I think I've said that I don't really want people to be doing identifying for magic. So, the potion, helpfully, is labeled with Potion of Water Breathing.
We can sell that.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be useful in an emergency.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
After this adventure, I think I'm retiring, so you can have it. I need to swim underwater after this.
I mean, we just found a giant pile of silver. I'm pretty sure we can all retire after this. Yeah.
Just get back, call Ungajuk, and just get out of here.
How are we going to carry that?
The pile of silver?
Yeah.
That's 6,500 coins in that cauldron.
Yeah.
We didn't pick up a bag of holding, did we?
No.
What about the...
Thing? Anything quiver. Useful?
How many of the coins could we fit in the quiver?
Just stack them like they're rolls of pennies.
Yeah.
Funnel them in.
Yeah, if you funnel them in, you can fit like however many. What was it? How many did I say you could fit? There's just a lot.
So many.
Yeah, you just start pouring coins into the quiver. Just make sure you stack them one on top of the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when we go to pay for things, just instead of pulling out our wallet, we pull out the
quiver and just shake
it. It's like a packet of mints. You're like tapping on your hand while the coins come out.
There are a bunch of Pringles. Reach your hand in.
Oh, man, we're going to piss someone off. Just like, you mind if I pay in copper? Death Clan.
Just then, at Skeen's shops.
Oh, like, yeah.
All of them.
You just hear as you go to retrieve one of the coins, let me do it for you. Okay. Otherwise, you don't see anything else.
Damn. I mean, there's a lot of money, but I was hoping for something more exciting.
Relevant to the task at hand?
I think this... the potion will sell for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we press on, or should we take a moment to rest here briefly?
I think taking a moment might be an idea.
Doctor's eye, how do you look?
You enact your doctor's eye ability.
Use a passive ability. Doctor's eye.
On a scale of 1 to 52, I'm at 23.
Yeah, I gleaned that exact figure from my doctor's eye. Hey, Carnelian, come here.
All right.
You know the drill. Stand still.
Shirt off.
Look, I have
shirt off.
I'm a little bit charred from the lightning bolt.
And this will soothe that.
Cough 2 times.
Bend him.
No.
Okay. Don't listen to him, Carnelian. It is being silly. Oh, that's a 6 on the die, so you get 10 points of healing.
You're solving a serious business.
It is. Don't listen to him. It's a big deal.
Lore.
Haters will. Haters gonna. They wouldn't get it. I know things about creams that they wouldn't believe. This is what he's muttering to himself while he's doing this.
Can you imagine a physician? Like, you just go to the doctor, like, hey, doc, look, I've got a headache. I just wonder if you can prescribe something.
I got a cream for that.
They don't understand my cream as they just rub your forehead with some sort of slimy salve.
But then you just feel better.
And you're like, all right, you're the best doctor I've ever been, but your bedside manner really needs some work.
I mean, you check Horatio's charisma. Yeah. I think you'll find that is correct.
Oh, I think Tim has demonstrated Horatio's bedside manner a few times.
It's the best.
It's great. Okay, so you guys are also taking a rest here, doing more healing.
We should get a short rest in.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
I would like to maximum wild shapes.
And I can Song of Rest so everybody else can have an extra D8 on top of any hit die you spent.
Nice.
Nah,
have a fiddle of rest.
Right, you didn't take any damage.
No. But I will enjoy the tune. When we're short resting, I want to stand beside Woden and, like, kind of hesitantly, like, poke him.
I'm still sensitive, Sveta.
No, in a certain way, like, with my hand. So, you know when you're trying to discharge someone of static electricity?
Yeah.
She's like, she touches you and, like, keeps patting you until she doesn't feel anything. Are you okay?
Yeah, just a bit. Oh, I don't like electricity damage.
It's not the best type of damage, but you took a lot of it.
I know. My clothes are all charred and warm, though. I guess that's a benefit.
Oh, if you'll allow me, and I will put my hands on your arm. and like this magic will weave over your clothes so it's mended.
Oh, thanks.
It's not just wood.
Oh, that is wood. Sorry.
There is more than wood, yes. Oh man, we are children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm just imagining you gave him a good cupping, that's all.
Good cupping.
No. I just wanted him to have nice clothes again.
I know. That was just the way. I never, like, I love you, Jen.
I don't know why. Just throw me in the bin.
No. Never gonna happen.
Alright, well, now you look presentable and clean. But I do hope you're okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Gotta look presentable when you're about to fight to the death.
Well, of course. I want my my prisoner to look okay. I don't want...
Right. Oh, you were gonna fake drown him.
Yes. If that's still okay. I don't want to traumatize you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having second thoughts, but I did agree, and I still think it's a good plan, so... Let's do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
we can have Horatio instead as the prisoner.
Well...
Isn't Horatio need to cast the spell?
Yeah, I think we need, yeah.
Never mind, you have
think
to.
That, yeah, there was a reason.
Yes, I need to, I think, cast something to prevent you from dying.
It's to make you seem dead.
Seem dead.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you.
Cast seem dead.
Seeming.
Seeming.
I'm hoping that
this... an illusion spell.
I'm hoping that this little amulet that I made will convince her that I'm part of her regime.
Yeah. When do you think we should do that? Maybe tomorrow morning?
Well, weren't we going to do it tonight? Before the... This was in case we couldn't sneak in, right?
Well, we should...
That was the plan B, wasn't it?
We should go and scout the place.
If there, I think the first thing is to do a bit of recon before...
I think it was scout, find where the objects are, and then once she heads up to the sky to cast her evening spell, we sneak in and take the stuff.
Oh, okay.
And if she makes her way back down, perhaps we could try the plan B with the prisoner.
Mm.
Ruse.
Right. So... Scouting, if we want to suss it out here, who's going to scout? Because solo missions do not work out very well for us.
We have invisibility spells. Between the two of us, we could get 5 people invisible.
Alright, so it's either Otto and Dogcliff can stay somewhere. So 5 or 6.
Well, I don't have my fourth sphere spell anymore, so I can't upcast for 3 people. I can only upcast for 2.
Alright.
I can do 2 additional myself and 2 additional.
So we 6. Might have to leave some people behind while we're scouting, but...
This is relatively safe. We can leave Otto and Dogcliff here and someone else, like either Valine or Chalky.
Mm.
Chalky's way more valuable.
Valine.
Does Otto and Dogcliff count as 2 people for the purpose of an invisibility spell?
I've been counting them as 2 people for like water walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are a comedy duo.
They are a package deal, but at the same time.
I don't think we should take the animals on a stealth mission.
No, Otto is very stupid.
Damn boy.
No, he is. He knows it. Are you right to leave Chalky here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather leave him with Otto and Dogcliff, but you know.
Well, Otto and Dogcliff will be here.
So, that sounds like you guys are ready to maybe head back out, at least towards the dock, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask a question? Did anyone spend hit die just then to recover hit points?
I did.
How many did you spend?
2.
5.
What's your constitution modifier?
2.
So you get 4 hit points back, not the total. What's your constitution modifier?
Oh, of course. God.
It's the pervasive cold seeps in no matter where you go, anywhere here.
2.
Don't forget to add an extra d8 from Song of Rest.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because this says that you don't get the roll on the die, just the constitution.
But we still spend it, and Song of Rest triggers on spending a hit die.
Yeah, it just says, I will let you take the 1 d8,
well,
plus... The 10, you would have spent 10 hit points, right? Constitution modifiers plus 2 and you did 5?
Yes.
So 10 plus 1 d8, that's what you get back.
Wow.
Okay.
And two, was it 4 plus 1d8? That's what you'd get back? Or does it not count yours?
Dang. No, it can't. I get my song of rest back as well.
Yeah, so that's all you get. You don't get your die rolls as well.
There you go.
This place is very dangerous.
I don't know how to get Otto and Dogcliff onto the boat.
With enough time and patience, you can get them on there.
I'll just believe in them.
So that maybe throws a bit of a monkey wrench into your plans about resting in this place.
So you said, 10 plus...
Yeah, so whatever your constitution might... Yeah, so whatever your constitution modifier is, so that many hit die worth, all and right. then the d8 because it's a song of rest, not because it's a hit dice.
Okay. I mean, I'm still only 5 hit points down after that, so I'm pretty good.
Something to keep in mind, though, if you guys want need to rest.
It's annoying, too, because I rolled a 1 on my d8.
It's all 11. Well, is Valine coming with you?
She can if she wants to.
She absolutely wants to.
Is she any good at sneaking?
Are you any good at sneaking?
Probably better than someone who needs a cane.
I don't need a cane. she would like if she would like to come with you because she needs to be there to try and pick up the items. So,
okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to say without any particular pressing threat, you do manage to make your way down the side of the boat without too much trouble. You still got water walking on, yeah?
Yep.
Lost the whole day. So you know you're not in too much of a rush in terms of not sort of booking it at full speed. And after a couple minutes, you make your way back to the dock. Now you're facing the dock that's 20 feet up. You all have ice gear, right? Like, you've all got sort of...
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to help you here, because it does say...
Can I retract something?
Yeah.
I'll recast water walking as a ritual, because it only lasts an hour. Water breathing lasts a day.
Okay.
Sorry, I wanted to get that on the record.
It's a ritual spell, so it's not... Yeah, so it's all good. Roll me a athletics check to climb up. Each one.
Can we, like, each one have... So I have pittons. Could I not, like, hammer pittons into the ice as I climb up to make it easier for...
The people? Person who goes first, if anyone's able to go first and successfully, they can make a climbing wall.
I have a +2 athletics check.
Okay.
I have +2 to my athletics, which I think is better than anyone else in the group.
How the hell do you have +2 in athletics?
Because I have proficiency in it.
Jack of all trades.
No, I have just straight proficiency.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of proficiencies.
You did little athletics at school.
Oh, true. All right, yeah, go on.
He's
the fastest kid in grade 7.
Can I get a guidance?
Hey, yeah, hold still, let me guide you.
Oh,
guided.
Oh, nice guide.
That is a 12.
Okay. Because you guys have the ice weather gear, like the feet clamps, I lowered the DC from the crampons. I lowered the DC from 15 to 10. So you are able to successfully climb up. And with Carnelian staking down some rope and pittons, the rest of you don't need to make that climb check and get up without a problem.
Right.
All of you are now back on this giant ice dock. And you look out towards the centre of the island, and you can see at the other end of the dock, there are some giant-sized steps that climb up, up, up into the 50-foot-high cliffs above. What is at the top of those stairs? Who knows? Maybe you'll find out next week on Reflex Save.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We may fall.
It's true. There's
I'm thinking giant steps.
The giant weasel got, like, down half a rugby field in like 12 seconds. So hey, like, that's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Jockey no joke.
Yeah, they're really booking it. Same with Otto.
No,
sorry.
He's like, he does like the side to side kind of like.
Oh, true, yeah.
Otto just plows through every wave.
He doesn't care.
A Pint of Cthulhu is an actual play TTRPG podcast with six friends in a state of various inebriation. We blunder our way through a variety of tabletop RPG systems and settings filled with hilarious results and plenty of dirty humour. Listen now on your podcast app of choice and reach out on our socials at A Pint of Cthulhu. So sit back and enjoy a pint of Cthulhu.